188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Greetings, white America. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier from my log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia. Every day, we battle the loony left.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
But still, we manage to persevere because the good guys always win, even in the 20s. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. It is me, Tommy Freedom, coming at you for another 30 minutes. Got a lot I want to talk to you about today, and of course you have the whole Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, they're calling Chaz, or Chazistan, or Chazstan, whatever you want to call it. I want to talk about that, more riots going on, more violence, who might actually be behind them. The tearing down of not only Confederate monuments, but monuments to all white men all over the world, and the banning of the Confederate flag at NASCAR. But before I get into any of that, I want to share something with you that I had the opportunity to experience something very, very unique. On Saturday morning, I was on one of my routes, and it was about 5:30 in the morning. It had gotten light, but it wasn't fully light yet. The sun was nowhere near the horizon. And I was going down a highway. I was headed east. I happened to look up, and I saw a glowing spot in the sky. And it looked like the moon might be behind a thin cloud where you could see part of it, and the rest was fuzzy. It wasn't a sharply defined dot. So obviously it wasn't a UFO or anything like that. But it caught my attention. I'm looking, and I said, well, is that the moon? And I'm looking, and it looked like there was kind of a trail behind it, a straight line, and then some fuzziness around it, and it's all kind of glowing white. Not a true luminous, but maybe more of a fluorescence to it. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, what is that? Could that be the moon? And I'm like, no, the moon's higher than that. I look over, sure enough, boop, there's the moon. Nice clear sky. So what is that? Because it looked just like a comet. I remember Halley's Comet. I remember Hale-Bopp. So there was like this fuzzy white dot with this fuzzy trail behind it, and it looked exactly like a comet. And I went around a couple of bends in the road, and it's all still there, and I went around one bend and through some trees, and it's gone immediately. Just wow. From one second to the next. I don't know how long it had been there before I first saw it, but within a minute of my seeing it, it was completely gone. No trace whatsoever. It's just like from one frame to the other, just gone. So I'm racking my brain. Wow, this thing looked like a comet. But obviously it wasn't a comet. So I'm thinking, well, maybe it was a fireball. Well, no, I've seen plenty of meteorites and fireballs. Even when they skip the atmosphere, they're going much faster. They look totally different. Did not look like that at all. So I pulled into a little Quick Trip and got me one of those little German brats and put it on a bun to have for breakfast. It was, like I said, it was a little after 5:30 in the morning, so I decided to have a hot dog for breakfast. I'm sitting in the car eating it, and all of a sudden it dawned on me. I've seen this before on television, on these shows where, you know, unexplained stuff, mysteries of the unexplained, or unexplained videos. I can't think of one right at the moment off the top of my head, but you know what these shows are, where people videotape stuff and they put it up and try and analyze what they've seen. And I had seen this exact same thing in the skies over LA and in the skies over Russia. And I'm like, that was a rocket launch. That was a separation from a first stage rocket and the second stage igniting as it goes. Because I looked, it was in the east. That's why I thought it was the moon. Well, when they launched from Cape Canaveral in a north-south orbit, even though it's launching due north, the way that the Earth turns, it actually goes off on a north-northeast path, and it actually follows the entire east coast all the way up until it hits the pole. That's why when you look at shots of the International Space Station from NASA where it shows the tracking, it goes up and down like an oscilloscope. It's going in a straight line, but because it's going around the planet, it looks like it's going up and down. And that's why it's on that little bit of an angle. So I'm thinking, it's got to be a rocket launch from NASA. It's got to be. So I came home, looked online, tried to get in touch with NASA's website, and the next thing was showing something in the middle of July. So I just decided to contact NASA straight up. And as it turns out, at 5:21 in the morning, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 heavy vehicle with a Starlink capsule on top, or package. I don't know what you would actually call it. There were 58 satellites in there, because we know Elon Musk, I think, is the one's putting all these communication satellites in orbit where they go in these big strings. And also, it was the first time that they had a rideshare customer on board, a paying customer to go into space. So that's what it was. It launched at 5:21, and somewhere around 5:30, I saw this thing just a few minutes later as the booster was separating from the second stage. And it looked exactly like what you see on TV. It was just a little bit further away, so it was much smaller. I don't know, probably 400 or 500 miles away. I'm not really sure. But it was incredible to witness something like this. Just happened to be in the right place at the right time, saw it. Like I said, contacted NASA, verified that that's what it actually was. So with a lot of other things I've had the opportunity to witness over the years, I'll add that one to my list. Doesn't have a lot to do with what the show was about, but I thought it was something I'd share with you because it was just really, really cool to see.
It's Tommy Freedom.
Wow, nice job on the screen there, George. I did not mean to roll over your tail with the chair. I am sorry, but good job anyway. But actually, that was me doing the screaming there on the intro. I was actually going to do the first line of that as well, but I got the mic set up for speaking as opposed to singing, so I tried it and it sounded like I was trying to sing into a tape recorder, so I went ahead and opted not to go with that, ran over George's tail instead. So I want to talk to you about what's going on with statues and monuments, not just here in the South, not just here in the country, but it seems all around the world now there's this momentum kicking up to destroy our history. And those who do not learn from their history are doomed to repeat it. And these people are doing things that we have seen for hundreds, thousands of years. You have these uneducated people that come in and do their best to erase history and to destroy knowledge. We see statues being defaced, destroyed, being toppled over. We've seen this before. They used to burn books. Now there aren't too many books left to burn, but now they're banning movies like Gone with the Wind from HBO. This nonsense has got to end very, very soon. Because if it doesn't, somebody else is going to end it for them. And they're not going to like what happens. And it started out after Dylann Roof shot up that black church in South Carolina a couple of years ago, and they started going after the Confederate flag. Then they started going after the Confederate monuments. And folks, they're being torn down left and right. Just the other day, one was torn down in Salisbury, North Carolina, not too terribly far from here. We've seen it happen here and all over the place. But now, it's not just being limited to Confederate statues, statues that honor Confederate heroes. We're seeing statues of pretty much all white men being defaced and torn down, including Christopher Columbus, the man who obviously did not discover America, but is credited for discovering America and creating this great nation by quote-unquote discovering it. His statues now are being defaced and even torn down in certain parts of the country and around the world. in Britain. The statue of Winston Churchill has to be enclosed so it doesn't get destroyed or torn down. And they even defaced a statue of Abraham Lincoln. Obviously not my favorite president by any means, but look, if you're going to attack someone over this whole Black Lives Matters crap, at least get your heroes and your villains straight. Abraham Lincoln was not your enemy. He is the one that allowed, actually, what's going on right now to happen. You have him to thank for this. And yet you're going to deface his statue too, simply because he's a white guy and you can't tell one white guy from another? That's how stupid these people are. This is how misinformed they are. But this has to stop, because next you will start to see the book burning. I almost guarantee that you will start to see in different places, bookstores, and maybe even libraries broken into, books being dragged out and burned. You may see music stores, if there are record stores left at all, taking albums out, CDs, putting them in a pile, dousing them in gasoline, and setting them on fire. Folks, it's coming. It will be here. We've seen it before, and we'll see it again. Now, I've said before that we need another Kent State. And I was serious about that. We need something to put these people in their place and make them understand that there are consequences for their actions. Now, we have this whole nonsense in Seattle, this CHAZ, this Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. It sounds more like an LGBTQ person to me, CHAZ Bono. But the mayor of Seattle thinks this is cute and says that they're patriots? They're not patriots. They're terrorists. Let's reverse the roles here a little bit, and let's just say, for sake of argument, that this was going on, I don't know, in Coeur d'Alene, and a bunch of white nationalists had taken over a few square city blocks. They would have immediately been called terrorists. The guard would have rolled in and taken them out. This CHAZ calls itself an autonomous zone, which essentially means it's declared itself void of U.S. territory. It's no longer part of the United States. It's its own little autonomous city-state, essentially, is what they're declaring. Well, one of two things. First of all, I think they're terrorists, and they need to be treated like terrorists. Second of all, if they are, in fact, a separate country, then they have occupied U.S. soil, which makes that a blatant act of war, and we need to go in and bomb them into oblivion. This has to be done. It's got to be done somewhere. Somehow, these people need to be put in their place. This cannot go on. This lawlessness cannot go on. And trying to defund these police departments, my God, the lunacy in that. That is the Wild West. No sheriffs, no marshals. Everybody handled it themselves, and it was lawless. That's why they had to send the Union troops in to maintain the peace until they could get a marshal into some of these areas. These idiots just don't learn from history. They don't learn from the mistakes of the past, and they're going to repeat them. And this time, there's a hell of a lot more guns in this country than there were the last time it happened. And somebody's going to get hurt. They're going to push the wrong buttons at some point in time, very, very soon. Someone is going to have had enough. They've had all they can take. They can't take any more, like Popeye when he guzzled his spinach down. And something violent, very violent, is going to happen. And I don't know how Trump's going to handle this. Probably by the time this is posted, he may have done something, because the deadline was Monday afternoon or evening for the mayor, the governor of Washington, to get their act together, or he was going to handle that situation. We'll see what happens with that. But at some point, if people just stand back and do absolutely nothing, and they want lawlessness, they want anarchy, you will get groups of armed counter-protesters that will come in and handle the situation for them. Now, this autonomous zone that we have going on in Seattle right now, some local rapper has taken over and acting as chief of police, but he's actually acting like a dictator, because if anyone disagrees with him, he's beating the crap out of them. These people don't care about each other. They don't care one bit. They're just violent thugs. The thing is, now they've declared themselves to have their own police department. He's the police chief. But they set a dumpster on fire last week and had to actually call the Seattle Fire Department to come and put the fire out. I don't know if they had to show ID at the border or to get in, show their passports, or whatever, to put the fire out, but that's just the nonsense of all this. And it's got to be put to rest. This is not cute. This is not patriotic. It is an act of insurrection. They have taken over a part of a major city, declared it an autonomous zone, and they need to be dealt with. This is treason. This is treachery, and it needs to be dealt with. These people need to be arrested. They need to be tried, and they need to be put in prison for what they're doing. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. These people are dangerous, and they're out of control, and it's just getting worse. We've seen all the riots that have been going on ever since this George Floyd crap started, and it's just getting worse. Now, the other day, let me see if I can find this here, if I can find my cursor before I start cursing. Here it is. Protesters burned down Wendy's in Atlanta after police shooting. Get a load of this, okay? So protesters shut down a major highway in Atlanta last Saturday and burned down a Wendy's restaurant where a black man was shot dead by police as he tried to escape arrest, an incident likely to fuel more nationwide tensions over race and police tactics. The restaurant was in flames for more than 45 minutes before fire crews arrived to extinguish the blaze, protected by a line of police officers. Local television showed this. At that time, the building was reduced to charred rubble next to a gas station. Well, thank God that didn't go off. Other demonstrators marched onto Interstate 75, stopping traffic before police used a line of squad cars to hold them back. When is this nonsense going to stop? Look, you go out on the interstate, it's time to start running them down. You cannot go in the interstate and do this kind of stuff. It's got to stop. And at some point, somebody's going to come through in something really big with a nice sturdy bumper on the front end and just mow through them and keep on going and a smack and ka-thump, 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 turn them into a bunch of speed bumps. That's what has got to happen. And why in the hell burn down the damn Wendy's? Wendy's didn't kill the guy. The cops did. So they shoot him in the parking lot of this Wendy's, and they go in, and they set the freaking Wendy's on fire. These people are not rational. They're not even people. I've discussed this before, and I'm going to work myself up into a tizzy here if I'm not careful. These people are not capable of existing in civilized society. 300 years ago, they were living in the Stone Age. Some of them, as recently as 150 years ago, were still living in the Stone Age, in tribes, in Africa. You cannot take a tribalistic society, drop it into a civilized society, and expect them to coexist. It's just not going to work. You cannot place wolves and bobcats into the same cage and expect them to coexist peacefully. It will not work. It doesn't work in nature, and it will not work in society. You cannot put unlike people together. It's not a melting pot. Years ago, America was a melting pot because you had like peoples coming here from Europe. You had white peoples. You had the Italians, the Germans, the English, the French, the Polacks. Please forgive me if you're Polish. But they were all white. That was a melting pot. A melting pot is essentially a crucible. And in a crucible, to make alloys, you melt similar metals to make stronger alloys. But what we have now is a chamber pot, because you have the crap from all over the world coming here, from Africa, from India, from South America, and it has turned this country into a giant cesspool. Those people will never understand us, they will never respect us, yet they demand that we understand and respect them. And all this, in my homeland crap, if your homeland is so good, get the hell out of here and go back where you came from. We're coming to a crossroads. We're getting to a point in time that's escalating and escalating and escalating, and it's going to get very dangerous very quickly. When I look at society as a whole, when something bad is going to happen, there's a way that I judge that. And if you are someone who has amassed a large stockpile of guns and ammunition, a lot of you have devices. I'm going to refer to them as devices. And you know full well what I'm speaking of. I think we're getting to the point now where those people with those devices are going to dig them up, take them out of the walls, wherever they have them stashed, and they're going to start assembling these devices to where they work. The very last step will be when everyone loads their magazines, has all of their stripper clips loaded, and then takes the loose ammo and loads up all of their magazines. That will probably be as the violence starts that people finally start loading their magazines. But I think a lot of people out there who may or may not be listening to this show right now are at the point right before that. They are ready for a clash, a major clash of some sort, maybe even an all-out insurrection, whether it's a race war or a civil war because of politics or a combination of the two. A lot of people have been very, very, very patient with what's been going on for the past month. Very, very patient. And their patience is wearing extremely thin. And when the white folks have had enough, and they will at some point have had enough and go in and meet these agitators, there's going to be carnage. Now, whether this ends with a military move against Chaz, or whether you have in a major city a huge clash between the blacks and the whites, or the conservatives and the liberals, it's going to happen. And once it does, it's going to spread like wildfire. Because people have been so pissed for so long at what's been done to them, that they're finally going to have an opportunity to unleash the beast. And just like Japan said, I fear we have awakened a sleeping giant. These pissant liberals, these black agitators, these Black Lives Matter agitators are going to find out what happens when they unleash the white beast upon themselves. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to happen. Mark my word. If they don't do something to get this crap in check within the next 10 days, something is going to snap. I'm not going to say it's going to happen in 10 days. I'm just saying, if they don't get this checked within the next 10 days, the oats that they're feeling, there will be no stopping them. It will not stop with anything short of violence. They're wanting to defund our police departments. And in fact, in Minneapolis, they just voted the other day to defund the police department. The police department said, screw you, mayor, or president of the council, whatever, however they do it there, whether there's a mayor in charge or president of the city council. Well, obviously there's a mayor there, but different cities work differently. Here we have a mayor and a city manager, which isn't typical. Anyway, the moron in charge in Minneapolis who oversees the city council has said they took a vote and they are defunding the Minneapolis Police Department. The Minneapolis Police Department said, F you, we are still going to show up for work and we will do our jobs. Now, I don't know who's going to pay them. This is going to go to the courts, it is. But you cannot defund a police department. You cannot have a chaos and anarchy running rampant. Because it will start. If you defund the police department, what they're getting away with now is nothing without cops out there to stop them. They think they can police themselves. Hell, they can't even stop a group of them from burning down a Wendy's, for God's sake. What do they think they're going to do to protect themselves? Nothing. It will be complete chaos, and, well, I guess chaos would fit too, and utter anarchy. They're going to show their hand, and they already have. They're turning people away left and right by saying defund the police. That's going to turn a lot of fence-sitting voters to go for Trump in the fall. And I really think that all across this country, you're going to see a huge turnover from blue to red. not just in the states, in the counties, and in a lot of these cities too, where people have had enough. They've seen the mistakes that are never corrected. Any city where the liberals take over, they ruin the damn city. And yet, the liberals keep voting for more liberal politicians. Again, they don't learn from their mistakes. The people are finally wising up, and they're starting to see these people for who and what they are. And the majority of Democrats out there are not liberal left. They are not these left-wing extremists like is being portrayed in the news. And they're going to be in for a rude awakening when their own people vote against them. And it's going to happen. You can't just say insane things like, let's get rid of cops, let's defund the police departments. Even Shotgun Joe has said that if he's elected president, which isn't going to happen, that he would not be in support of defunding police departments. Now, he doesn't have much of a brain left inside of that head of his, but what little bit is left, at least he understands that. And a lot of the voters are starting to realize this as well. The Democrat Party is split right down the middle. And it's just, it cannot continue. Actually, it's not down the middle. It's only a small percentage of people that really are that far left, that hardcore, these anarchists. It's not the majority of the Democrats. And it's going to split the party. It's going to shatter the party. And you're going to end up with a group of people controlling the entire party that do not think the way the party thinks in general. And that's what's going to splinter them. And for me, no better news could have happened. I can't wait to see this implode when the people realize what has been going on for the past 100 years. And when the wool is finally removed from their eyes, they're really going to see what they have lost. And they're going to be very sad about that. But in the meantime, those who are in control, who have hijacked the party, who are allowing this stuff to go on, or creating it on purpose deliberately, they're ruining it for everyone else. Now, I told you that I thought Mr. George, not Producer George, was behind the funding of a lot of these Antifa rallies and attacks. But it turns out that a lot of this funding may actually be coming out of Venezuela from Maduro. There are people in Miami, Florida, who were bailing out the Antifa protesters who were arrested for doing violent acts. And that organization is called FemPower, a cross between female empowerment, with close ties to Nicolas Maduro. So it's very, very possible that Venezuela is behind a lot of this. It wouldn't surprise me if Russia was behind a lot of this. And of course, the Jewish influence. They're all taking advantage of this. And folks, at some point, the masks are going to come off. These people are going to be exposed, and they will roll. And when we find out where this came from, we need to deal with them swiftly, and we need to deal with them harshly. So on that note, I am going to sign off for this week. Hope to be back again next week with some more information. Hopefully we'll have some good news. If not, I will rant about the bad news and see what we can do about it at that particular point in time. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Until then, please stay awake, stay informed, but please stay tuned because I will be back next week with even more. It's been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Oh, and I haven't had the opportunity to say this in a while. If you want to get in touch with me for some reason, please feel free to email me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. So on that note, until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now. This is the last time I do one of these shows at 3 a.m.